And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. and you're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio, Ed Littlefield and Christian Fabian from the Native Jazz Trio, and Sam Burtis, a New York jazz musician, all here to talk about Sitka Jazz Week. Welcome to Morning Edition, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's talk about the ins and outs of Sitka Jazz Week. You have visiting musicians, you have master classes for Sitka Fine Arts Camp students. There is a lot going on. Christian, tell us all about it.
Well, it's called the Sitka Jazz Week, a combination of the formerly Native Jazz Workshop and the Vocal Jazz Workshop. We combine both workshops in 1 week and call it the Sitka Jazz Week, but officially we are in existence for 5 years, open to all ages. And we had a fantastic start. And we keep the main element of the Native Jazz Workshop also in the workshop, where Ed Littlefield is passing out a traditional Tlingit music, and that melody will be arranged as jazz song. And in order to do that, we have to cover all aspects of jazz: arranging, composing, improvising, theory, and anything else you can think of in order to do that.
So
that melody is a song that I wrote, by the way, just FYI.
Really? Yeah. Ed, tell us about this fantastic start Christian mentioned, too.
Yeah, we have 12 participants and one extra in the afternoon. We've been really, one of the quotes on Monday after at like 8:30 was, oh man, it feels like we've been studying this for a week, which was really actually a good thing. We have participants from Canada, from Alaska, from a couple towns in Alaska, and they're learning to, be able to play their instrument, one, be able to play as it with a group, two, and be able to start writing their own arrangements. And so we have one woman from Canada that just finished an arrangement already on day two. So we'll definitely workshop a little more with that, but pretty good to see an arrangement finished after day two.
So these students must be really, really dedicated to jazz and committed to working hard during this week.
It's a jazz intensive, so we already seen a couple of miracles. The guitar player, it's actually a drummer, his name is Michael, never played the guitar before, and he's already arranged them, harmonized the melody Ed passed out. And the student concert, if I might plug that, for the listeners, if you want to hear the participants, how we like to call them, is Friday, 7 p.m. at the Odessa Theater.
And we'll talk more about the upcoming concerts at the end of the week. Sam, let's turn to you for a minute and tell us about how you connected with this Jazz Week.
With this Jazz Week? Mm-hmm. I work with Christian in New York in a great band, Mike Longo's. What does he call it?
New York State of the Art Ensemble.
It's New York State Big Band, whatever. Anyway, Mike Longo was Dizzy Gillespie's music director for 15 or 20 years, and it is equally as good a musician. So we've been playing together for, what, 5, 6, 7 years now, right?
I think more than that.
And yeah. You're a trombonist.
I'm a trombonist. I'm a lower brass player. I play tuba. I play anything that people pay me for.
So you're performing here, and you're also working with the students.
Yeah, I'm also a teacher.
Okay, and you started at, the age of 17? You started playing jazz?
I was making a living playing jazz, actually, kind of a living when I was 15. I had a band in Long Island, but I was going to be a lawyer, and I went to one of the first jazz camps, the Stan Kenton Clinics, for a week. I graduated from high school. My parents said, nice kid, go ahead, do what you want to do. And they hired me for the band, which I had no idea what I was doing. But they needed somebody who could play tuba, and their tuba bass trombone player got sick. And I spent basically 3 weeks working with the Stan Kenton band, and I came home and told my parents, you know what, I'm not going to be a lawyer. I'm going to be a musician. And that's what these kind of camps do.
Mm-hmm. They introduce kids to a lifestyle they want.
People come in thinking they have a hobby, and then they find it's a life work.
Right, right. I think of all these kids who attend Sitka Fine Arts Camp and the ability to work with real working musicians and catch some of that passion can change a life like it did yours.
Like I said, it's like magnetism. There, if you take an unmagnetized piece of iron and rub it up against a magnetized piece of iron, what happens to the one that was previously unmagnetized is it gets magnetized. Mm-hmm. So these kids rub up against what we play and hear it for real, not over a CD or a rumor.
Yeah.
It's like right in your face. Here it is. Mm-hmm. And they change immediately.
Well, I mean, to play jazz, especially with others, it's an experience. It's to sort of enter another dimension even.
Well, just to play an instrument is another dimension. No, really. I mean, those two brass players I talked yesterday, you know, they came in sounding, they had kind of pinched sounds. They were very young, you know. Mm-hmm. And by the time an hour had gone by, they had opened right up because they heard it. And I showed them a couple of tricks. And suddenly they're playing with a good sound, which is a wonderful, that's a good thing for a teacher.
Right. Well, tell us a little bit about what's coming up this week.
So today we're going to keep working on our native melodies, on the traditional native melody that I wrote in the style of Thlinget music. Anyway, and we're also going to start working on our own, what we like to call nativeness. So our what songs are where we come from. So if someone is Italian, maybe they'll find an Italian public domain song that they can write an arrangement of, just like the Native Jazz Trio, Native Jazz Quartet. Ruel usually does another Filipino song, you know, and during this week, and Christian writes a German-Swedish song. But yeah, it's really cool. We'll start going more in-depth in jazz theory, so we'll start talking about just everything.
And we're also going a little bit into performance mode. Tonight we're going to take some of the arrangements, and I think there are one or two people already working on the second arrangement, so we're starting to get form bands. We actually have two rhythm sections. We have two drummers and two bass players. So usually in the past, Ed and myself and Ruel have been on stage a lot to play through the examples. But I think this year, for the first time, it's the largest group we ever had. And I think it will be really exciting to see all the participants on stage. So I think a little bit we're switching into performance mode and getting ready for the student performance, which is Friday night at 7. And then also we have to start rehearsing for the artist concert on Saturday night at the Performance Arts Center.
Sam, what's going to be on the dock for the artist concert?
I don't know.
All right. It's going to be a surprise.
They have a band, and I'm going to fit in. It'll be the Native, Native Jazz Trio. It'll be a Native Jazz Quartet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a native of New York.
Perfect.
So there you I'll go. Bring that.
So what are you working on with the students, Sam?
I have a magic question I ask every student. As soon as they kind of get to know something about me, I ask them, what is it you think I know that you'd like to learn? We go from there. Sometimes they want to learn theory. Sometimes they want to learn how to play the trumpet. Sometimes they want to learn what it's like to be a musician. Sometimes it's all those and a lot of other things as well. Since I know all that stuff, we start there. We always come to the same place, which is you have to have good time. But that's where I take it, because that's the basis of jazz, among other things.
Can I turn the question around on you?
Yeah.
And ask you what you would like to learn from this experience?
Every time I teach, I learn more than they do.
Mm-hmm.
About teaching, about other things, too.
Well, let's talk a bit more about student performances, because we are running out of time here. Friday, 7 p.m. at the Odessa Theater.
Correct.
What can folks expect when they walk through those doors?
Man, they'll have at least an hour's worth of newly minted, never-before-performed music created by the students all this week. There's a tenor saxophone player, an alto player, a couple of trumpets, some trombones, and a cool three-part vocal ensemble
killing.
We just rehearsed last night for the first time, day two. And you'll hear a truly self-inspired music.
Eclectic.
And maybe eclectic, too. And a very eclectic mix. So we give them freedom to do any kind of style they want. Because Sam, actually, I learned this from you. I have a different version of it, but this is exactly what we're talking about. The definition of jazz is what, Sam?
You go ahead and
tell me. All right. Is any music with a rhythm section with piano-based drums. Did I get it right?
Yeah. I call myself a Pan-American musician.
Pan-American.
And that means I play a lot of Latin music. I play a lot of jazz. I can play country and Western. I can play anything with a rhythm section. as my profession. I started out as an orchestral tuba player, which is about as far away as you can get. But American music's from Argentina to the top of the North Pole is rhythm section music. Rhythm section was invented in New Orleans.
That's cool.
Wow.
Bass, yeah, drums, cool. And some kind of chordal instrument. After that, everything swings.
Well, so student performances Friday at 7 at Odessa, and then the artist performances Saturday at 7 at the Performing Arts Center. We are out of time. Any parting thoughts?
No, I think this will be an incredible weekend. Come on out, see the show, and thank you for having us.
Great. Well,
thank you.
Thank you all so much for coming in this morning.
You're
welcome. It was a pleasure. We've been speaking with Sam Burtis, visiting musician with the Sitka Jazz Week at Littlefield, and Christian Fabian from the Native Jazz Trio.